Hello and welcome to HCM Cloud Talk Radio, where you'll get the latest in HCM Cloud best practices and information which are important for your Oracle HCM Cloud service. I'm Frank Howell, Director, HCM Cloud Development, and a member of the Center of Excellence team here at Oracle. And our expert guest on today's show is Peter Squires, Oracle Senior Product Manager within the HCM Cloud Integration team. Peter joined Oracle 5 years ago through the acquisition of Taleo, where he was Product Manager of Customer and Partner Integration Technologies. Prior to working at Taleo, Peter spent 15 years as a consultant serving clients in the financial services, retail, travel, and defense industries on topics including online commerce, integration, and digital security. In his current role, Peter is working with customers, partners, and product engineering to develop and communicate integration strategy and to manage the related product development roadmap. Peter is also responsible for understanding both data and process integration requirements of customers and for identifying best practices for implementing and utilizing existing and future HCM Cloud integration tools. Peter, welcome to the show. Thank you for taking time to be here on HCM Cloud Talk Radio.
No problem. Hi, Frank.
Our discussion on the show today will focus on extending and simplifying HCM Cloud integrations with OIC. So, Peter, to start us off, could you set the context for today's conversation for our listeners and provide some background on Oracle Integration Cloud?
For sure. So, all HCM Cloud customers face the challenge of getting data into and out of Oracle products. Ideally, we'd like them to purchase as many Oracle products as possible, reducing the number of upstream and downstream systems which they need to integrate with. But that's just, it's not possible for many reasons. Customers have existing investments in technology assets, they acquire new companies, develop partnerships, etc., etc. Integrations supporting customer business processes are as varied as they are different. HCM customers will need to support base integration activities around global HR, but depending on their application footprint, will also need to consider talent management, workforce management, interfaces. For instance, a candidate is hired in HCM Cloud. Their information needs to immediately be propagated into a whole host of downstream systems to make the onboarding process as seamless and as positive as possible.
So what does HCM Cloud offer customers to address these requirements?
So HCM Cloud ships with a number of robust native integration technologies and tools. From an inbound bulk data perspective, so moving large amounts of complex data into HCM Cloud, there's the well-established HCM data loader. Customers use this for doing initial bulk loads of data, data migration activities, and ongoing data maintenance across all of the HCM product. So HDL has full business object coverage. From a bulk data outbound perspective, the HCM extract tool is used for the retrieval of large amounts of HCM data. It's a flexible tool for generating data files and reports, has a simple guided approach for designing and executing data extraction. Again, it can be used for a one-time or in an ongoing incremental fashion where changes-only extracts are made. It's able to produce data in multiple formats depending on whatever the customer's downstream system requirements are. Both of these bulk tools well-established and have been around for several years. More recently, the HCM team has introduced Atom feeds, allowing customers to subscribe to different events within the HCM Cloud. You can subscribe to an event type where employee information changes and you're notified of that, but also assignment information and work structure changes. Finally, we have the HCM REST API, offering customers the ability to view and manage data in a synchronous manner, whereas all the previous tools were asynchronous. REST calls allow for a chattier conversation between third-party cloud solutions and on-premise systems with HCM Cloud. It's probably the area where we're seeing the most activity from customers and partners, as many already have well-established maintenance integrations satisfied by the bulk technologies. But as customers extend further into supporting mobile applications and integrating with other third-party SaaS solutions, they're able to stitch together more complex business processes. And REST API certainly helped them along this journey.
Okay, so a wealth of native tools. So what are some of the challenges that customers face with these tools?
Firstly, due to the large number of different systems that they're likely to have, there's an inconsistency between the different integration tools, technologies, as well as date formats, encryption protocols, scheduling approaches, etc. Secondly, customers have to make decisions around the requirements from a transactional perspective. For instance, when do they really need the data versus when is it practical to provide it? When onboarding a new employee into a corporate network, you want the data to be available as soon as possible across all systems to remove the likelihood of that user encountering an issue and ultimately calling the help desk. However, payroll isn't necessarily required real time, so it makes sense to include any data integrations related to this as part of the usual batch process. It's important to focus on the systems which the new hire is likely to use immediately, update those with real-time technologies, and then focus on other systems using bulk updates at appropriate time. The third challenge, which we're seeing or hearing from customers, is around agility of building new integrations. It takes a long time to connect and map all of the various systems together. All of these challenges manifest themselves in higher implementation and maintenance costs, as well as longer time to deployment.
Okay, and thank you for that. So and I've heard some of those challenges before. So how does Oracle Integration Cloud help customers address those challenges, especially within the context of HCM Cloud customers?
Okay, so let me first give a quick overview of Oracle Integration, or OIC. OIC brings together a number of different Oracle technologies. So you have integration, insights, and Visual Form Builder, which has database support. OIC allows you to integrate on-premise and cloud-based applications and systems from within a browser. You can quickly develop and activate integrations between both your applications that live in the cloud and your applications that live on-premise via downloadable agents. The basic design flow is you select from one of the 50-plus pre-built adapters. We've got adapters for Oracle Cloud products, Oracle on-premise applications, and there's a growing list of third-party applications, including the usual suspects of Salesforce, SAP, a number of Google products are there, as well as some adapters from the Microsoft suite. You configure an adapter by providing OIC with the appropriate connectivity information, and then you can use it in your integration. An integration is a set of steps which you define by dragging and dropping actions onto an integration canvas. These steps or actions describe data transformation that needs to occur. For instance, if you're going from a CSV file format to a DAT file format, the DAT file format is used with HDL. These steps can be used also to define rules-based routing of data. So if a condition is met, do this. If it's not met, then follow this alternative set of actions. Once your integration is built and activated, there's a monitoring dashboard to check the status and processing statistics of the integration as it runs, a length of time to execute, number of successful records, numbers of errors. The dashboard also measures and tracks the performance of your integrations over multiple runs, so you can start to do things like trend analysis.
Great. So staying on the topic of adapters, can you talk a bit about the HCM Cloud adapter and a little more about its capabilities?
Sure. So the HCM Cloud adapter surfaces all the functionality of the native tools that I talked about earlier. So you can interact with the HCM data loader, HCM extract, the Atom feeds, and all of the HCM REST services. However, the great thing is, rather than you having to do the coding for the connectivity and the functionality yourself, OIC has encapsulated all of that into a simple adapter. Basically, once you've completed the one-time configuration of the HCM Cloud adapter, setting up the connectivity information, security information, whenever you include the adapter in an integration, you're just simply configuring it through a set of wizard screens. So you have access to all the PGP keys for encrypting and decrypting files. Additionally, when you're building integrations with the HCM data loader as part of the HCM adapter, you also get to import the schema definitions from the business objects. Now, the business objects are represented by DAT files. You can actually download those from within HCM data loader and then import those into OIC. So this gives you a representation of the DAT file structure, so it makes it much easier to do the mapping between your source file and your DAT file format. This is a huge benefit to customers, as it really speeds up the process of generating DAT files, because usually what happens is they build these DAT files as part of their extract process from their source systems. But now OIC can actually do that, giving them a lot of flexibility in terms of doing the data transformation.
Okay, that sounds extremely powerful and very useful for our customers. So can you maybe give our listeners an example of how the ACM Cloud Adapter has been used to address a common customer use case?
So let's stay with DAT files and HDL. So let's assume we have a scenario where we have an ATS, which is on-premise, and we're going to be importing pending workers into HCM Cloud. So we have the on-premise system. Let's say it generates an XML file. It drops this onto an SFTP server. OIC sitting there in the cloud, and either on a scheduled basis or there's a notification when the file is actually dropped onto the SFTP server, it spins up and then retrieves the XML file from the on-premise system. We'll assume that it's encrypted, zipped and encrypted. So the OIC system picks up that file and brings it into the local OIC file server. And then OIC, using the data transformation tools, transforms that XML file into a DAT file format, then zips that DAT file format. Then, using the HCM Cloud Adapter, takes the file that we've just zipped and then loads it into the HCM Cloud, into the UCM server. Once we get a notification that the file has been successfully loaded into UCM, OIC, again, using the HCM Cloud Adapter, will initiate the HDL load and import process, taking that zip file, unzipping it, decrypting it, and then loading the data into the HCM Cloud tables. Once that's been done successfully, a notification will be sent to OIC, again, using the HCM Cloud Adapter, and a extract report will be run within HCM Cloud. The report will be generated and placed into UCM. OIC will retrieve that file, again, using the HCM Cloud Adapter, and bring that down into OIC. OIC can then interrogate that result file and look to see if there are any errors which were processed. If there are, then it can follow one route, potentially sending an email to an administrator. If not, it can simply send a successful notification that the job has completed without error.
And great. Thank you for that use case. That's very interesting. Do you also have an outbound example where the HCM Cloud Adapter can be utilized?
So let's just carry on with that example. So we've taken the pending workers, we've placed them into HCM Cloud. So now those pending workers are actually turned into full-time employees. So let's say that we subscribed to the Atom feed within OIC. So every time one of those pending workers is actually transferred into an employee, they'll be published onto the Atom new hire feed. OIC, using the HCM Cloud Adapter, is notified of that fact. And once we have that information, we can execute a REST call, again, using the HCM Cloud Adapter, back into HCM Cloud, and we can retrieve a full data set for that employee. We can take that data set and we can transform it. Say we're going to publish publish information to an identity management system. So we can take the JSON payload, which is returned from HCM Cloud. We can do a data transformation into an LDIF file format. And then we can zip and encrypt that, and we can write it to a stage file on an FTP server, which is accessible to the identity management system. The IDM system can then pick up that file, process it, and actually generate a user account within the system.
That's fantastic, and it sounds like a very powerful solution. OIC sounds like a great addition. Do you have any final advice for our listeners regarding best practices when implementing or utilizing HCM Cloud integration tools?
Sure. So what we've done, or the HCM Cloud team has done, is we've published a number of guides and templates onto Customer Connect. So we've covered probably about 6 or 7 different use case patterns. We've published the artifacts there in terms of the guides, but also we've published the full-blown flows so they could import those into their own OIC environments. Additionally, I would recommend looking at the Oracle Integration Marketplace. There's a number of flows which have been published by customers and partners there, along with common data transformation mappings, so moving from source to target systems.
Great, Peter. It really sounds like extending and simplifying HCM Cloud integrations with OIC is a fantastic way to help customers jumpstart their integration efforts. So thank you for coming on the show today to share this great information with our listeners. It was a pleasure talking with you today.
You too. Thanks very much, Frank.
And if you'd like to learn more about how you can extend and simplify your HCM Cloud integrations with OIC, please check out the document titled Using the Oracle HCM Cloud Adapter with Oracle Integration Cloud by going to the Oracle Help Center at the shortened URL bit.ly/2 lowercase l, lowercase z, uppercase L, uppercase D, the number 1, uppercase O. And there you're going to find information on the capabilities and restrictions of the adapter, as well as how to create, implement, and troubleshoot an HCM Cloud adapter. We'd also like for you to visit Oracle's Cloud Customer Connect and check out the page titled Oracle Integration Cloud HCM Guides and Templates by going to the shortened URL bit.ly/2UPK4MUD. And this page provides an overview of the common integration use cases that can be met with Oracle Integration Cloud in conjunction with HCM Cloud, and provides a series of template examples, guides, and information to help jumpstart your integration efforts. And lastly, please check out the Oracle Cloud Integration Marketplace by going to the shortened URL bit.ly/2WL8WX C W, where you can find free integration applications for HCM Cloud and other Oracle SaaS products using Oracle Integration Cloud. If you have any comments or questions about today's show, or if you have any ideas for future shows you'd like to share with us, please go ahead and send us an email at hcm-cloud-talk-radio_ww@oracle.com. It'd be great hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today to learn about extending and simplifying HCM Cloud integrations with OIC. We hope you enjoyed the show and can take advantage of this new service for your Oracle Cloud service. I'm Frank Howell, and you've been listening to HCM Cloud Talk Radio. Please join us again soon on another HCM Cloud Talk Radio show. Until then, take care.